In 1 John chapter 4, verse 7, beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves has been, say this with me, born of God and knows God. It's pretty simple to find out who's walking with God is the ones that are equipped to show genuine love. If we know God, if we're born of God, if we're born again, we will show love to others. And we see this in verse 8 of 1 John 4. Anyone who does not love, very simple, anyone who does not love does not what? Know God, because God is love. Basically, rejecting love is a rejection of God. You've been there, man. It's not easy to love everybody, is it? Even when we got the ability, we're the, God says, you are the chef. You have ability that I have equipped you with to give love. Sometimes it's just really difficult to do that. But in our lives as believers, we are to live love. Not just talk about it. We are to live love. Knowing God means that we live love. John chapter 13, verse 34. We're going to look at a few verses here. Love is a validation of our faith. Jesus did not give us just a suggestion. He gave us a commandment. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. That's a pretty challenging thing, isn't it? God says the standard of love isn't what you feel like today. The standard of love is the love that I showed you through the steps of my life upon this earth. Willing to take ridicule, willing to take the garbage, and even to die for the ones that were giving him the garbage. That's the kind of love that we are not equipped to do, but God equips us by his power to do. And then we see this in verse 35. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples. Here we go with that if you have love for one another. Again, by this, by what? By what? By living love, by love. How does the light of God shine from our lives? This Christmas. This life that God has given us is salt and light. And light shines not by just ideas that we have in our mind, not even by confessions that we make. The light shines by love that is lived out. And one thing I promise you today is that there's going to be a challenge in us to stop our love. There's going to be trials and tribulations that's going to give us a reason not to validate our faith, because there's a whole lot of stuff coming at us to make us unloving people. Now, Paisley, as you sit there, I got something else I want to get here this morning. Wanting to be able to make the pie is really not enough to make the pie, is it? We see this. Having love is not enough. I want you to think about that for a minute. Now, when God says, Paisley, I want you to love others like I love, God's going to give you the tools to do it, right? This, Paisley, is so important for making pies. What do you call that? What do y'all call that? Say it again. Rolling pin. So that rolling pin is part of the chef's tools, part of the chef's utensils to make it happen. What's this? Got to have a spatula to flip them at the right time. Now, because you're not just going to cook pie. You're going to cook some other stuff. And then what does this do? It mixes up those eggs. And then here's something that's so important. You got to be able to have the right measurement, right? And here's the thing. And Paige, I'm going to give this to you in just a minute. Certain people need certain measures, right? And God will give us directive of just knowing the right timing and the right way. And that's one of the chef's tools. And then there's some other things in here. But God doesn't ask us to love without equipping us to what? To love, without a doubt. So having love, listen to me a minute. You can have all of these tools. Let me hold that rolling pin for a minute. Let me hold that rolling pin. That rolling pin ain't going to roll by itself, is it? Got to get down, do the work, right? You got to apply it for that pie to be made. And the same thing is true. God will give us everything that we need to show love, but we got to what? We got to use it. We got to apply it. So I'm going to ask Paisley. Well, I'll tell you what. We got another thing here. Let's look at this aspect. We said having love is not enough because a lot of people say you must what? Love. So having it in here is only part. Love is a gift. Love is entrusted to us to share to others. But having it isn't enough. And then here's another aspect. Agreeing with love is not enough. You know, there's a whole lot of people here that understand the importance of love. And in fact, know how to make it come about. We know the what? We know the recipe. No doubt. We understand. So Paisley, this is a list here. And let's look at this next slide that's up here. The perfect apple pie. You can get your phones out and take a picture of that real quick. The perfect apple pie. Paisley, these are recipes. Show a picture of what all of those ingredients will bring about if we what? If we applied them. So we can know the recipe and we can agree that love is the best way, but it's not enough. God's recipe is best. I agree. Love is the best way. Let's look at 1 John 4:7 again. Beloved, straight up, let us love one another. For love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. The main thing is we can know the recipe. Let me hold one of those recipes. We can know the recipe. We can agree with the recipe, but we got to be willing to apply the steps and use the recipe. Agreeing is not enough. We must apply. We got to what? Cook the apple pie. Beloved, let us love one another. Now, Barbara, you and Paisley, y'all can, let's leave the utensils. And Paisley, all that stuff is yours today. But let's set those right up here, the utensils here. You keep your uniform. And then these menus or recipes, let's put that right there. And y'all can go sit down right over here. And I'm going to call you back up, so stay ready. All right. Wanting love is not enough. Everybody wants love, right? I mean, who's going to wake up in the morning and say, I don't want love? We may have love. We may agree with love. And we may want love, but wanting love is not enough. And I don't want you to raise your hand if this is true, but there's probably a lot of people here, including me, that somewhere in our house, we have that word love somewhere. A picture of it, Might be a shirt that we have with it on there. Might be some jewelry. But somewhere love is set out. And see. Cynthia, are you feel up to coming up here for a second? Let's give Cynthia a hand. She's been through some surgery. And Cynthia, if you'll just stand right in the front here for a minute. You can rest right here. This is a picture of what? Of apple pie. And just like some people have plaques in their house or pictures in their house of love, doesn't mean that wanting it makes it appear, does it? And then this is the old-fashioned sign, homemade apple pie. And let's look at this picture of apple pie. Do we want that apple pie? Yep. It's Christmas time. You can put the pumpkins good, but I want some apple pie. But this is for you, and I'm going to set it up here, so make sure you take it before you go. But it's an image, right? Yeah. It's only an image. It's not what? It's not real. It's not an apple pie. Nope. Cynthia, you could be seated, but please make sure you get your picture of your apple pie before you go today. And here's the thing. It's just a picture. You know, my mom always told me, talk is cheap. Just saying it don't make it real, does it? And something that's very important to remember, faith without works is dead. Love without actions is useless. And it's not real. I mean, it looks great, but you're not going to be able to eat that. It's just an image. And for some folks, and speaking to myself, we go through times where we imagine love. And we think that it's the best way, but all we do is have it in our imagination. It's a fabrication of true love. Love can't stay inside. Love has to be extended to others. Whoever loves, let's look at 1 John 4:7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever, say that next word with me, loves, has been born of God and knows God. Whoever loves, more than just talking about it, more than agreeing about it, more than just wanting it, it must be acted out. It must be applied. And then here's another aspect today about love. Knowledge of love is not enough. You know, there are people that know every step to make love become a reality. There are people that know God's instructions 100%, but it never goes beyond just a knowledge. Again, who's here that would like to be able to cook a good pie, but you've had a little bit of struggles with it? Raise your hand. Right? Raise your hand. Let me take it this way. Let me ask this. Do we have any men in the house that like to cook? Chas likes to cook. You like to cook? Bubba likes to cook. Sherry, Bubba likes to cook. He likes to cook. Bubba, come on up here for a minute. Come on up here for a minute. All right. Here's the deal. Bubba, has anyone ever called you a chef in your house?
They do.
They do? What's some of your favorite meals that you do?
Fried chicken.
All right. All right. All right. Just because, stay right there, Bubba. I've got something for you here. Easiest Pie Cookbook. And it says this. The essential pie cookbook for every season and reason, even when Bubba's in the kitchen. That's right. Easy as pie. Now, here's the thing. Just because you memorize everything in this book about cooking pie, and Bubba, let's take it to another level. Say your name is on the front that you wrote the book. Does it mean that you're a chef? Doesn't. See, we can have all the knowledge, we can have all the ability, but unless we apply it, we're not going to be eating any apple pie, are we? So, Bubba, your Christmas project is pie on Christmas morning, all right? Let's give Bubba a hand. And Bubba, I'm going to set this right up here, and then you come get it. That's yours. All right. Again, knowledge of love is not enough. The expert chef may own the cookbooks. The expert chef might even be the one who wrote it, but it doesn't make you a chef unless you what? Cook. Apply. Knowing the essentials is not enough. Knowledge without application will not cook the apple pie. If you had this angle, you would appreciate it a little bit more. It is a beautiful pie. Beautiful pie. Knowledge of love is not enough. 1 John 4:7, beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. What is a Christian that doesn't show love? Let me ask you that question. What is a Christian that doesn't show love? You fill in the blank. What is a Christian that shuts love down? Because God is very serious with this command. Jesus is very serious. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from not ourselves, it is from God. Whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. That should really be a challenge to us. Because really what happens when we're challenged to hate, we're challenged to turn our backs on God. And I don't know about you, I have justified some hate in my heart. And we will, as long as we breathe upon this earth, will be challenged about showing love. Because where love is most needed, normally it's its biggest challenge. But look and see what God will do. Here's a statement that I remember years ago. There was a song that love is a verb. Love is an action. It doesn't sit dormant. Love moves forward and it reaches others. It's not just about knowledge of knowing what we should do. It is applying love. Love without actions is not genuine love. Now, I was so happy this morning to see Rosalind come in the house, because Rosalind may not remember this. But Rosalind, I want you to come stand up here for a minute. And I'm going to ask Barbara, can you help Rosalind for a minute? That's right. Now, years ago, in through those doors came a pie with aluminum foil over it that was a blessing to me. And it was sweet potato pie. I mean, it was the real thing, and it was delicious. So, Barbara, help Rosalind with that. Now, Rosalind, she may not admit it, but Rosalind is a pie expert. Now, Rosalind, I know
No orders.
Rosalind, I had the blessing of the sweet potato pie, but what are some other pies that you've met?
Lemon meringue, coconut.
Say it.
Pumpkin.
All right.
Apple.
Mm-hmm. What's the favorite pie that you make?
Potato.
Potato pie. And let me ask you this. Certain people that have enjoyed The apple pie. What? Let me ask, what's Willie's favorite pie?
Potato.
Potato pie, that's right. But not everybody, that's not everybody's favorite, right? Yeah, so you adjust the pie to the need, right?
To the family.
Right. How many grandchildren do you have?
12.
And how about great-grandchildren?
Seven.
Seven. Growing. That's such a blessing. But here, I want to look at this for a minute. The expert chef knows how to cook that pie. And she knows without a doubt. Do you follow a recipe?
No.
You don't follow a recipe?
No recipe.
The recipe lives in your heart, right? Yeah. Yeah. So here's the thought. Rosalyn putting on that apron, that was forced upon you, Rosalyn. But here's the thing. Sometimes as Christians, we put that outward appearance on that we're loving people, right? We go to church, so we got to be what? Loving people. We profess that we trust in Christ, so we are what? Loving people. But just because you put the apron on doesn't make you what? It doesn't make you an expert chef, does it? But here's something that Jesus taught us. Woe to you teachers of the law and Pharisees. And here's Jesus saying this. You hypocrites. Now listen to why he said it. You are like whitewashed tombs, which look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside are full of the bones of the dead and everything unclean. That's Matthew 23, 27. So here's the thing about love. You can fake it, right? But inside, you know if you got it or not, right? So God is a God of a heart. And Rosalind, I appreciate, I'm not giving you a hard time because I know she knows how to, she is an expert chef. But it's more than just putting it on the outside. It's got to live inside. And here's where God's love comes in. God challenges us to love as he loves. So when we ain't doing it, when we're not applying love, he speaks deep in our heart to say, hey, not just the outside. Will I send him a Christmas card this year? Let's give her a hand. Let's give her a hand. I sent him a Christmas card. What else do you expect? Love. Love. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and what? Knows God. Whoever loves has been born of God. And how sad it would be to put on the apron and not cook. Do we do that ever? Go around the house with the apron on and don't cook? No. You put on the apron to what? To cook. We proclaim our faith in Jesus Christ, that we are followers and disciples of him. So in that, we will love as he has loved, not with our ability, but by the strength of his spirit in us. Guess what? The fruit of the Spirit, love. Love. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone, including me, all of us, anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. We said this, not loving is turning our back on God. No one else. I mean, we hurt others by not loving. But at the heart of it, we're turning our back on God. As we review on these quick points, having love is not enough. Having all the utensils to share love and not using them, having it is not enough. Because when we trust in Jesus, he equips us to love. Agreeing with love is not enough. Again, knowing the recipe, knowing the best recipe, agreeing that, yes, this is how it's done, is not enough. Wanting love is not enough. We can envision all we want that we're loving people, but until we apply love and put it into action, wanting it is not enough. And then also, knowledge of love is not enough. Just because we're able to retain the principles of God won't take us very far. We must apply the principles of God. And then we see this. Love must live out through our steps and actions in our life. Love must be a reality of our steps. We must live love. Again, the title of today's message was Living Love. Love that lives out by our actions allows us to serve love to others. Barbara, I'm going to ask if you will have Paisley just come stand up here. And y'all can just stand right in the front. Get that chef's hat on. And you, Paisley, this beautiful pie here, sitting behind this display. And you can stand right there. You don't have to come forward because Barbara's gonna help. How sad it would be if that pie just sat there, right? I mean, it looks good. It's ready for some whipped cream even. But how sad, Paisley, for that to be made and be ready, but not what? Not opened and served. Now, Paisley, I want you to help Barbara. Paisley, we want this pie to be served to somebody, along with this display, too. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to pick this up. And I'm going to have Paisley tell me who gets the pie today. Who's going to be served this pie today? That's very honest. But remember, she raised her hand, me. She did. Well, Paisley, the point of the message today is that we got to serve it to somebody. So who are we going to serve it to? Who are we going to serve it to? Paisley, honest. That's right. She's praying about it right now, yeah. All right. So, Paisley, it's going to go to Grandmama, right? Mama D. That's right. That's it. I'm going to set that back up there. That's yours. Okay. All right. I'm going to set it up there where it doesn't get broken. All right. So don't forget your pie. We have to serve love. It's not enough to talk about it, to agree with it, to want it. We have to be willing to serve love. And today, everybody that I called up, I'm going to ask, can you just come back up here and stand for a second? I need your help with something. Don't worry, because I know you're hip right now. So let's see here. Barb, will you help Paisley? Just stand there and hold that for a second. Rosalind, you hold that for a minute. And then Bubba, if you hold this for a minute. What I would like today is for you guys to serve everybody in here some pie. All right, so walk around and make sure everybody gets one. Make sure everybody gets one. Okay. This is our fellowship time with the pie. That's right. Everybody get a pie. Make sure it's the one you want to. All right. All right. Does everybody have a piece of pie now? All right. Everybody have a piece of pie. Because I want to talk about something in conclusion today. Here's a question. Whose love do we give to others? Because, you know, we can come up with some love on our own, but it's going to have parameters that will not take us to the place where God wants us to go. And so today, you were given a piece of pie, and there are different brands of pie and even different flavors of pie that were given out. Because we know this. Not everybody responds to us the same way, do they? So here's a question. When your love, which God has placed in your heart, is offered to someone and you get an attitude back, what happens to your love? Because let's just be real honest. Can we be real honest? This brand is called Hostess. This is called Hostess. And some people are just really good of being able to show love. I mean, from the time they were born, it has limits, but they can get along with people, right? Some people just have that Hostess mentality. It's not what I want, it's what you want, right? Everybody's got different abilities. But also, for some of us, we're a little crispy, right? This one's made by Krispy Kreme. Sometimes we wrestle with being able to set ourselves out the way and show the proper love that God wants us to show. And then also, which you already know, tasty cake. Some of us, we're not tasty, we're a little testy, right? Attitude is real easy to pull up quicker than love is to pull up. And it depends on the day from time to time. Our love will fail, but God's love will never fail. God's love is perfect in every situation, whether we're more like Hostess, crispy, or tasty, testy. God's love is more than able. There's no excuse. Some of you got an apple pie today. Some of you got a cherry pie. Some people got lemon pie. You know what? If you didn't get the flavor that you like, after service, just let us know. Right? Just let us know. Because here's the deal. The type of love that I want to give sometimes is not the love required for the situation. Sometimes it's got to take on a different dimension that I'm not comfortable with, in the sense it's got to dig deeper than just the outside. It's got to go to the Holy Spirit to be able to give that fruit to others. Here's the thing. Love shines bright when the opposite is what it meets. And I promise you this. You are not on this earth to just kind of cruise and have it easy. You're here to get ready for eternity. So your love is going to meet opposition. And it looks like this. God tells us that love is patient. His love is patient. That impatient person that you met at that store, you just gave them more impatience than they were giving you, right? No, love rises up against the impatience and shows patience and power. And then you walk away and realize, wow, that wasn't me, that was God. Love is kind. In a world that's learning the method of being more and more unkind, when we face unkindness, what happens to our source of love? If it's us, we'll give it to them worse than they gave it to us. But the love of God is kind, and when unkindness comes, get ready, because God's love is what you rely on, and His love is in you. Let it live out. Let it live out. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant. It is not rude. I would have shown love, but they were rude. They were boastful. Had to set them straight. God says, no, no. Love will set them straight. Right? And sometimes love got to bring it. Align it. But it's always going to be with the spirit of love. Because you know when hate's rolling. You know when hate is pulling its place within us. Love does not insist on its own way. That's a hard one for us, isn't it? My way, my way, my. Love says, no, it's about others. You know, calm down. Calm down. Does not rejoice at wrongdoing. They needed to hear what I said. That curse word was on time, right? Wrong. Wrongdoing. Love does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, hopes all things, endures. And then here, love never fails. Can we just stand to our feet for a minute and bow in prayer? Because this Christmas, there's a lot of presents that you've probably already purchased and already wrapped, and you're ready to give to others. But there's no greater gift that we can give than the love of Christ that lives in us. And then the word would be, what's challenging your love right now? God says, bring my love to the situation and see the beauty that will come forth. You say, Pastor, it's not changing them. No, it might not change them. But you're going to feel a whole lot better when you let the love of God dwell in you and shine forth out of you. Peace, joy, hope will be yours. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If this is in your heart today, as we stand in the presence of the Lord who is with us right now, Lord, we ask that you place within us love that is patient, your love which is kind. Lord, if there's any envy found in us, break its stronghold. Let us not be arrogant. Let us not be boastful people. Let us not be rude, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord Jesus, to be willing to surrender self to be a blessing to someone else. It doesn't always have to be our way, Lord Jesus. Help us this morning, every family that's represented, Lord Jesus. Help us all rejoice with the truth, your word, your way, your love is truth. And Lord Jesus, for the one this morning that's ready to just cast that person totally, totally away, and even with a gleeful heart, because they're disgusted with all that has occurred, help them bear up, Lord, meaning to stand in your path with whatever is coming towards them, Lord Jesus. Gird them in your love. Strengthen them in your love. Let hope arise afresh and new in their heart, because the hope that comes from you, Lord Jesus, is perfect. It will be fulfilled. The hope of you will be fulfilled. And Lord Jesus, we ask that we would have enduring spirits, of being loving people, because we know your love never fails. I'm going to sing a song and conclude.